This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from Tantalk Radio Networks. Well, this is going to be a great day. I have on the phone with me Dave Chesson, who is an independent writer's dream person. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, great. Well, your website, Kindlepreneur, is fantastic. And it is something that, independent writers are always looking for some way to expand their sales. And I was so thrilled when one of my listeners, Rita Moreau, brought you to my attention. And I've been going through your website and talking to people, and it is really an amazing work that you have done in analyzing how authors can increase their sales.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, the funny thing about it is there's so many authors with Kindle Direct Publishing, the ability to self-publish your own book. Many people jump right into the market and took advantage of, Amazon's pre-existing sales. And then they realized that they needed to learn how to sell their book and exactly what that entails. And so that's what we really wanted to create and make it so that that new author can find an opportunity to get their writing out there.
Well, this is exactly what so many of my listeners need. And normally I don't give over a whole hour to one person. I didn't even give Mary Higgins Clark the whole hour. So in this case, I'm giving you the entire hour because I think this is such an important subject. I have so many wonderful authors that, of course, you've seen my website and I interview, New York Times bestselling authors, some of the greatest authors in the world who have sold, millions of books like Clive Cussler and Robin Cook and Sue Grafton, and they've sold millions and millions of books. But for an independent author, it is really difficult to get sort of above the crowd. And that's why I think this is so important to talk to you and for you to explain. Let's go through it slowly because there are so many elements to this entire process that writers don't understand, because writers love to write. And they're creative people, and they're not really numbers people. They're not really sales people. But you have really taken it down to, right down to the very bottom, to the numbers level, and analyzed it. So let's just start with, I was impressed with your Kindle keywork ranking percentages and how you come out with this. So we're going to talk about several different aspects of your web page. And occasionally I'll have to stop for a little commercial, but I'm going to keep you for the entire hour. So I hope you feel like talking a lot.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. So let's start with this entire idea of Kindle keywords. What does it mean? And what should an author be doing?
Well, that's a really great place to start. And I just want to take a step back and I just want to kind of break it down a little more for new authors. When it comes to book marketing, there's only two ways that you can do it, okay? The first way is that you make it so that your book is, shall we say, better in the eye of Amazon, okay? So what that means is that when a shopper goes to Amazon and they type something into Amazon's search bar, Amazon says, this book should be the one we should show to our customers. And most of the time, that book will get the sale, okay? This is super important for that new author, that author that doesn't have these amazing capabilities, and that huge following. This gives them an opportunity to get their book in front. Okay, the other way, though, is that you need to go find that market somewhere on the internet or somewhere out there in the world, grab them by the collar, drag them back to your Amazon sales page, and get them to buy your book. That can be done by the big famous people who have the giant email list or have a following. They have a website. They have amazing Facebook advertising skills, that sort of thing. So for the new author, it's very important to make sure that your book is Amazon-friendly. and that you have a market that's already on Amazon. And the way you do that is that you've got to use keywords to basically convince Amazon's search engine that when somebody types in a specific word into Amazon, that Amazon chooses your book to show to their customers.
Now, where do you put this keyword in? This is put in at the time that you upload your book to Amazon?
That's right. So when you go to upload in Kindle Direct Publishing, okay, and you're just about to hit publish, there's going to be seven opportunities, seven places where you can put a keyword or a keyword phrase into a box. So those seven are the ones that you're telling Amazon, hey, I really think that this book of mine should show up for this particular phrase. And then Amazon, you got to remember that Amazon is actually a calculation. It's a search engine. It has its own name called A9. And the A9 calculation can't read your book and say, oh, yeah, this is a great book. But what it does is it looks for little telltales to say, hey, if somebody types in this phrase on Amazon, we should put this book somewhere in the search results. But the next important component to that is that what makes Amazon's algorithm choose one book over another to be at the top? And that comes down to one of the most important phrases that I want every listener to remember when they think about this is, what makes Amazon more money, right? Like we did, like you mentioned in the statistics, we found out that if your book ranks number one for that search, okay, you can expect 27% of all people that typed in that phrase to click on your book. But if you rank number two, you can only expect 13% of people to click on that. So let's give the numbers here, right? Say 1,000 people per month type in the phrase, how to write a book, okay? If you rank number one, you can expect every month Amazon will send 270 people to your book sales page. But if you rank number two for that search result, you'll only be able to expect 130. So being able to show up at the top is very important because that's like prime real estate to Amazon. So to get your book to the top, you need to do things that truly convince Amazon that when people type this phrase into Amazon, that your book is the one that they're going to most likely select. And then Amazon will naturally put you up there.
Well, so it's up to the author to figure out these keywords?
That's correct, yes. So as an author, we want to be able to think about what is it that people would type into Amazon when they're searching for my book, right? You know, this works well for fiction and nonfiction. When you're looking at nonfiction, the best way to look at it is what exactly is the pain point, right? What is it that the person would type in when they're ready to digest your information? For fiction, it's like, how do they describe the type of book they like? An example I give for fiction authors out there is that, you know, a lot of them say, well, I've got a sci-fi book, so it should be science fiction. But let's face it, when somebody types in science fiction in Amazon, they have no idea what they're looking for, right? So you can niche down in that term, and maybe you've got a sci-fi military book. Okay, that's about close. But if you're talking about space marines, now that's something a lot of people type in Amazon, and there aren't that many books out there on space marines. And now you've got a great opportunity to get that new science fiction, sci-fi, military, space marines book in front of a lot of customers and have that chance to be right at the top. So it's an important aspect of book marketing to spark that potential of your book truly building into something where a lot of people are buying instead of just publishing it and hoping that somebody stumbles upon it.
Now, when people don't upload their book into Amazon, how many keywords are they allowed to put in?
They're allowed to put in seven.
Seven keywords.
That's correct.
So it's a big, big decision here.
Absolutely. It can be a huge thing about whether or not you're discovered or you aren't. Now, there are other opportunities to sway the Amazon algorithm into putting you in there. For example, if this target keyword, right, this one particular thing is in your title, okay, Amazon's like, well, man, you know, they said that this is the keyword, and it just so happens that, you know, they're talking about that in the title. Man, this is probably a really good book for it. So, again, having in your title or subtitle can help to get it to show up. And that also plays into what we just talked about, which is trying to convince, you know, or trying to make your book have a better sales conversion then another book so that you get to the top. Say, for example, again, we'll stick with the Space Marines thing, right? If you put one of your 7 Kindle keywords in as Space Marines, okay, but your title is like The Love of Saturn IV, you know, that doesn't sound like a Space Marine type thing. And then you look at your book cover, and, you know, it's got a guy sitting at a table, you know, with another person talking. That's not exactly what somebody would want for a book if they type in Space Marine, right? So it's making sure that everything kind of feels like your book is the right fit for it. If I'm that guy that loves Space Marine books and I type it in, I want to see like some hardcore battle cover. I want a title that really feels like it's about Space Marines, you know, like, you know, the Battle of Trafalgar 4 sounds much better, right? And then it's about, you know, the book description continuing to push the fact that, hey, this is a great book for lovers of Space Marine. You know, you're using Space Marine terminology. It sounds like it really is a good Space Marine book. And then finally, people will buy it. And Amazon will say, man, when people type in Space Marines, this is a book. And they'll start putting that right to the top, and you get that prime real estate we talked about.
So when you're talking about, you mentioned being number one, ranking number two spot, here you're referring to the words itself?
That's correct, yeah. So when somebody types in Space Marines into Amazon, click search, and then Amazon will present to them 12 to 14 books right there. Those books are the ones that people will then kind of click to buy. So again, if you show right at the top, right number one, the first product they'll see, you have that 27% chance that you're going to get that person to click on your book and then read your book description. And hopefully that compels them to click buy, and now you've got a new reader.
Okay. So I think often the new independent writer does not understand how important these keywords are.
Absolutely. And if you know, one way to hammer that home is let's think about how people shop on Amazon, right? We don't, you know, sometimes we know what we're looking for, but really we go to Amazon first. Well, let's step back a second. There's two ways that people generally buy books on Amazon. The first is they go to the search bar, like we talked about, and they type in a phrase, and then they look at what Amazon presents them, and they choose the best one. Another one is that the reader knows that there's a certain type of category that they really love. Say they're into, you know, historical romance. So they'll go to that category page and they'll look at the top 25 books that show up, right? The top 25 best-selling books in that category, and they'll choose one. Now, a lot of authors will focus on categories, and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, if I rank number one for a category, you get that awesome bestseller tag. And so they really hunt for that. But again, I tell people from the get-go is most shoppers don't start with categories. They start with searches. So making sure that you understand what words you want your book to show up for will increase your sales. And those sales will increase your chances of being the number one bestseller in a category.
Wow. It's something really that an author has to sit back and really think about. Now, it's part of your entire process at Kindlepreneur, you help authors come out with these keywords or not?
Yes, we have a couple of articles that give the exact step-by-step process that an author can do to discover the best keywords for their book. And the best keywords are the ones where people are searching for it, okay? So they're actually using those words because you don't want to target a keyword that nobody types in, right? The second is making sure that these are keywords that people tend to buy things. And the third part to it is making sure that the competition isn't so great that you can't get on the first page and up to the top. So that itself is kind of a long process, but it's important for an author to do that, especially if they want to get their works discovered.
And you know these keywords? I mean, you've really analyze this down to the actual word that are good for authors to use?
Absolutely. So to give you guys kind of a quick kind of rundown on how an author should do this, okay, The first thing is that Amazon gives you suggestions. Notice that when you type something into the search bar of Amazon, Amazon will start to give you some ideas. Like, they'll try to finish your sentence for you. What Amazon's really doing is they're looking at their past historical data and saying that typically when people start writing these words in, they're really wanting to write this sentence. Okay? They're really wanting, so if you put in star, you're going to immediately see that wars is offered, right? Star Wars. If you continue on and keep writing in wars, it'll continue to give you more suggestions. These suggestions are words that other people have typed into Amazon. And so therefore, you can start to find opportunities of keywords that you should target or titles that you should think about. And so this is your first indication of, hey, these are terms that people are typing in. Then after you've done that, you can start to look at the books that show up in the ranking. Now, to figure out if a book is popular, Amazon doesn't tell you directly how many books someone is selling. Okay, they don't say, hey, this person's making thousands of dollars, you know, and this person is making $2. But there is something they give us, which is super important for every author to know. And that's what we call the Amazon bestseller rank. It's a number that's further down on the page. It's right by the categories that they're in. And this number ranges from 1 to 7 million or so.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and that's, yeah. And 7 million is basically the worst-selling book in the world, and the number one is the number one best-selling book in all of Amazon. Okay, so what does that number mean for us? It doesn't tell us anything. Most authors will immediately say it's 100,000 good, it's 500,000 good. So we at Kindlepreneur, we created a free calculator where if you put that number into the calculator, it will actually tell you how many books per day that author is selling. Okay, and any of the listeners can find it by just typing in the Google Kindle calculator, and it will show up number one. And you can use this to kind of figure out, hey, this person making a lot of money, or this person is totally not making a dime.
Yeah, well, I love that calculator. As a matter of fact, when I got to your website and I found that calculator, how many books, my favorite book is of the year was A Gentleman in Moscow. And I wanted to know how many books he was selling a day. And wow, it came out like 3,700 books a day. And I thought, woo, he's making money. He's making money. So it is a wonderful tool. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a game changer, I think, because it now starts to make it so that authors don't have to guess at whether or not their idea is a good idea. You can use that calculator, type in a term into Amazon, and see how the books are doing.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and another important use of this, we talked about keywords, right? But let me also kind of step back and say that one of the biggest mistakes that authors make with keywords is that they wait to do their keyword research until they're ready to hit publish. I think the best time in the world to do your keyword research is before you decide to start writing your book. In this case, keyword research becomes book idea validation. It's a way to see whether or not your book idea is going to do well on Amazon. So if you're a first-time writer and you've got this dream or this idea of this book that you truly want to get out there, use the process that we just talked about, okay? Use that calculator and see whether or not books on that idea are making any money.
Okay.
It's a shame to waste hours and hours of writing this book and paying for an editor and a book cover only to find out there's no market on Amazon for it.
Okay, I want my listeners to keep that in mind. I have to take a quick commercial break. You hold on because we have so much to talk to you about. We're going to be right back in a few minutes, okay?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida, can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website, at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Looking for a good book? Then get over to Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. Check out the latest books from local authors like Angela Hunt, who wrote the book for the film Risen, or Bonsu Brenvick, whose books preserve the memories of the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. What do you enjoy reading? A thriller? A romance? How about a mystery or a sci-fi? At the Book Nook, you'll find it all. Remember, one of the joys of life is to read. Located in Indian Rocks Beach, look for the blue building with the mermaid on the side on the corner of Miami Avenue and 2nd Street, two blocks south of the post office. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 4. And don't forget, while you're there, check out Miami Avenue's great collection of Florida wines, local art, and fantastic gifts. Miami Avenue Book Nook, where you will be inspired to read.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z, and I'm back with my guest, Dave Chesson, who has a fantastic website called Kindlepreneur. It is a site that every independent author has to go and look at and learn from. And Dave, it's so nice that you held on for me here.
Yeah, no problem. I'm really excited to be here.
Okay, well, I'm keeping you because what you're giving us is such valuable information. Of course, we were talking about the calculator, which I love that calculator. I'm using it all the time now, because I'm snoopy and I want to know how things are going. And it was really happy. I was really happy. One of the local, you know, I promote so many of the, you know, best and most famous authors in the world. But one of my joys is to promote local authors and independent authors and to help them increase their sales. And so one of the local authors that I sort of discovered when I first started the program about 18 months ago, her name is Carol J. Perry, and I am so thrilled that I went to her, you know, to analyze her thing, and she's 154 now on the Amazon mystery. She's a cozy mystery author, and her numbers are rising. Her book just came out 10 days ago, and she's just so fantastic. So I was so thrilled to see her ranking going up. And it's nice. It's just so wonderful when an author starts off, and it takes time for them to learn all of this. And luckily, she is working with a nice publisher who's helping her move this along. But for the independent author to go to your website and to use this calculator, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we made it for. We wanted to make sure that people could start to look at books and see how they're doing. Could be for, you know, an interested fan trying to know how much that person's making, or like we were just talking about too, is to validate your book idea. You know, if you're looking, if you have this idea and you see that the top 10 books showing up for that term in Amazon aren't making any money, then that's a good indication that there might just not be people going to Amazon to search and look for your book. So it's a lot of fun. I've also had a lot of fun, too, because I'll have people who will send me an email and request a guest post on Kindlepreneur. And they'll be like, hey, I'm a big, you know, I'm a best-selling author. I made thousands of dollars. I'm like, oh, cool, and I'll go check out their books on Amazon, and I'll put them through my calculator. Like, oh, according to this person hasn't sold a book in like a month. so it's a lot of fun.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful service. And one of the things, of course, this being a numbers guy, what were you originally? How what's your background? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Other than I love the picture on your website, and you have a sweet baby there that you're holding in your arms. So tell us first a little bit about yourself.
Well, I love to always say that when I'm not sipping tea with princesses or doing lightsaber duels with little Jedi, I'm a big fan of book marketing and writing. But it actually didn't start that way. When I was in high school, I was actually a B-minus English student. I had the hardest time with English. And I remember one time my favorite English teacher, she came up to me and she handed me this paper and I got a D minus on. I was like, Dave, you're going into physics, right? I said, yes, ma'am. She's like, good call. And sure enough, I've always been a math nerd. I was a nuclear engineer for the Navy. I was stationed on submarines for a while and enjoyed that. But I had kind of this whole working with people dream. I love to talk. I love to teach. So I then transferred from nuclear engineering to military diplomacy. And I started working with like the South Korean military as well as Sri Lanka and the Maldives. I became a China specialist. So it's kind of a crazy world, you know, to go from hardcore number engineering to diplomacy and sales. And when I finally decided that I didn't want to make a whole career out of the military, my goal wasn't to be an admiral. I wanted to be home with my family. I wanted to be with my kids. And the problem with the military is that they're always deploying me somewhere. So I mean, just to highlight that, I spent the past 3 out of the 4 years away from my family. So I had this dream that I wanted to be home, and I needed to find something that would allow me to do that, but not to trade one 9-to-5 job for another. It was about finding an opportunity to live out what my wife and I defined as success, which is being home with the kids. So at that time, I decided that, you know, I could get into writing, you know, maybe a little online marketing, and I worked on that. But for me, like I said, right, how's a D-minus author, you know, going to make his mark? I'm not a bad author now. I've worked a lot since, you know, high school. But I couldn't depend on just having amazing writing that gets in front of the first person, you know, or the right person, and then sets my career off. That's like winning the lottery. And if that's your idea, is, hey, I'm a great writer, and I'm just going to put it out there, and it's going to happen. You know, I tell people immediately, look, J.K. Rowling, right? She wrote the biggest money-making book in history. But she had like 30-plus editors turn her down. They were holding the holy grail of books, and they just didn't accept it. She had to keep pushing at it, you know? So just having great writing doesn't mean that you're going to make that extra step. So I started using my analytical number background, and I wanted to find out how is it that an author who isn't the best in the world, how is he going to get his writing out there so that people are not only buying it, but enjoying it? And it was all about finding a way to be discovered. And luckily, like we said, the Amazon search engine is like this giant calculation. And it's kind of like the one that holds your ability to either be discovered and be in front of the right customers or disappear into the abyss.
Well, you know, I have found it's very strange for me. You know, I get so many books free. I get books all over the place. Everybody sends me all these books free. So I haven't in the past, since I started this program about 18 months ago, I don't have to, you know, search for books on Amazon like I used to. But I am searching for Audible books. And I did discover that when the books, you know, I type in an Audible book, and then they make these other recommendations, I am finding myself buying these recommendations.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, they're doing a good job here with this algorithm because they are sending me books that really are something. And it's funny how they have managed to, well, it's sort of scary in a way, but it's also nice that they have picked up that I am interested in history, I'm interested in archaeology, and I'm interested in, you know, this and that. And they send me these books as recommendations. And I actually do appreciate it because it makes my life easier. And I've been picking up these Audible books that I might never have picked up if they hadn't made the recommendation.
Yeah, Amazon is really smart. I mean, they've got this billion-dollar calculation, right? We've been talking about it. And it takes in all this kind of input to figure out what makes Amazon more money, right? And what happens, you know, we were talking about keywords, and this is a really good segue into the next step, okay? See, let's go back to that example that we brought up, Space Marines. Now, according to my numbers, there's 880 people per month that type that into Amazon, okay? And 27% of that click on the first book that shows up. So when I go to publish my epic sci-fi military Space Marines book, I'm going to really target that keyword. Okay, I really want to show up number one for that because I'm writing for that type of market. And I really think that I'm going to have high conversions if somebody types in Space Marines and finds my book. My title and cover are going to be perfect for it. I'm sure it will probably have the word Space Marines in the title. So, but here's what happens, though. When you rank number one for this term and you're getting consistent sales and you're proving to Amazon that when people type this, type in Space Marines into the search bar, that they're going to click and buy your book, Amazon starts to do more for you. They start to say, hey, you know, people who generally type in Space Marine also type in sci-fi military and all these other words that are out there. And so Amazon will actually start to put your book out in front of those words too. They'll test. And if you're converting on them as well, Amazon will just start working extra. And they'll start putting you in the, hey, people who bought this will also buy this book. And then you're showing up there. And it's like Amazon will say, hey, there's success here. Let's keep doing some stuff. Let's see how much more we can make with this book by getting it out in front of more people. So like I said with keywords, it's an important part of book marketing because it can be the spark that you need to set your book sales ablaze.
And does that work also with Google? Like if you just go to Google without going straight to Amazon and you type in these keywords, does Google also pick up these books?
You know, actually, 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said no. But just recently, yeah, actually. Google started to realize that certain words or certain phrases are definitely phrases somebody would type in when they're looking for a book, not a website and not an article. So the algorithm, which, remember, Google is an algorithm just like Amazon too, right? It started to make preference to Amazon books when you type in certain things. So, like, for example, if you type in sci-fi books, Google will start to show you some sci-fi books right at the top, and it will have a couple of things there. If you say, Space Marine books or study guide, these kind of words trigger to Google that, man, we should show products instead of websites. So that helps too. But I wouldn't say that that's a strategy that works for a lot of authors, but it is something that some authors out there should think about.
Because I have seen that Google must monitor Amazon, because when I bought something on Amazon, this is a strange thing. I bought my husband's underwear because he had knee surgery and he couldn't go shopping. So I bought him underwear on Amazon. And now on Google, all I get are these men's underwear advertisements. It drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So they're peeking into Amazon and picking up what you buy on Amazon, and they're putting it on every Google page I go to. It drives you. Of course, some of the men's underwear advertisements are rather good because the models are very attractive. So I shouldn't object too much, but like it's on everything.
I always embarrass my 16-year-old because there will be like some picture of one of those underwear models. And be like, hey, they stole my picture. She's like, Dad! Anyways.
That's funny.
What that is that's Amazon doing advertisement for those products. And you can sometimes find your book on Facebook ads as well as AdWords. What happens is that when somebody goes to Amazon and they're looking at products, Amazon puts this thing on your computer called a cookie. And the cookie basically says, hey, this person was interested in this product. Then when you go to another website where they have like a giant box that says, here's an opportunity to do an advertisement, Amazon will automatically insert that product there because you've proven that you have an interest in buying it. So for authors, you'll sometimes be like blown away when you see your own ad in Facebook, that you never did. And really what that is now Amazon saw you go to your Amazon sales page, your book page, and they're like, okay, and they place the cookie on your computer. And then when you're on Facebook, you'll see like that little ad show up or in Google. So that's, again, like we're just talking about, is that Amazon sees that your book is doing well, and they start to invest a little bit in you. They start to put your product out there more. They start to associate it with more books. They start to associate it with more searches. And that's how a self-published author that has no name, no giant platform, no famous, brand or anything, can make it and start to really make sales and beat out the big five publishers and show up on the spot.
Well, it's fantastic what you've done here with this entire analysis. It's why I can see where this nuclear physicist kind of mind comes in, because it is complicated and it is almost overwhelming. And I know that, you know, for authors, independent authors, one of the terrible things that happens is they write a book and they're really happy. They're happy when it's done. Then they discover first they have to spend a year probably editing it, which sort of, you know, is a downer. But then the worst part is finding that they actually have to do these sales. And so anything that can help them to understand the process, I think is fantastic. And, of course, on your website, you talk about a lot of things, including the shopper mentality and sort of being able to hone in on what shoppers want.
That's correct, yes.
And
you know, it's good book marketing research, right? Even In-N-Out, you know, the burger joint, my all-time favorite fast food, even those guys, when they decide that they want to build a new store, they'll do a whole bunch of research to find out, you know, what kind of traffic goes by this one location. You know, who are the competitors? Are the competitors thriving? This is the same three things we just talked about with keywords, right? How many people type it in? Are, you know, books that show up for that making money? Is the competition too great? Every business out there does this. But what's funny is that authors, for some reason, forget to. And that's why, you know, the name for my website is Kindlepreneur, Kindle Entrepreneur, because we are a business. As writers, you know, we're looking for sales. I'm not saying that I'm taking away from art here. Good Lord, no. A good book needs to be a good book. I can't sell a terrible book. You know, it's just not going to work. But what I am saying, though, is that we need to start thinking about this like a business, because we are in the business. And Amazon is a friend. It's a good platform that's really helping us to show up. 10 years ago, someone like me never would have been able to publish a book. I never would have been able to, you know, be at home because of my writing. But thanks to self-publishing, I have the ability. I'm now home with my kids. I'm no longer in the military, and we're doing very well. So I'm happy to say that because of Kindle Direct Publishing and because of my understanding of book marketing, it's what's allowed me to be where I'm at today.
Well, I have so many local authors that I've had on my program, fantastic authors who have written wonderful books. Just a few that come to mind are Gino Bardi, who wrote this wonderful book called The Cow in the Doorway, and Rita Moreau, who is the one who sent me to your website in the first place, writes this fantastic book called Feisty Nuns, and it's a wonderful series about a former IRS agent, and just a fantastic series. And I so want to help all of these authors get out there and get, you know, more sales and reach people, because their books are valuable from the point of view, if a reader gets these books, they will just enjoy them so much. And it's just getting in front of the readers that these authors need help with.
Absolutely. You know, there's a really good story that kind of goes along with what you just said. A couple years ago, Guy Kawasaki was standing up on stage giving a speech. And, you know, he's talking about all of his, the information, and people are loving it. At the end of it, he came down from the stage, and this lady came up to him, and she said, "Look, Guy, you know, you're a good author. I mean, it's a good book, but I've got a PhD in the subject, and I've written, you know, much more in-depth and better books. No disrespect, but why is it that you, you know, are selling more books than me?" And he kind of takes a second, he kind of looks at me and says, "Well, not because I'm a great author, it's because I'm a best-selling author." It just kind of proves in that one point that, yes, maybe that other book was a better book, but he understood the art on how to get it in front of more people. He understood how to create that spark that allowed him to become Guy Kawasaki and this other lady who's got a PhD to be someone that we don't know. And that's not a disrespect to the great authors out there. It's not putting down writing. What it is, though, is that it's just a great story to make sure the authors understand that we can be writers, but we need to be marketers in order to be best-selling writers.
And that's why I think your website is really very important. I know that, now I don't know the costs involved, but I have told authors over and over that they have to approach writing as a business. Just like if you're going to open a little store, a souvenir store, it is a business. You have to invest in the merchandise. You have to invest in the rent. You have to invest in the advertising. You have to make some investment in order to get a return. And it's hard. You know, so many writers are just, they don't have a lot of money, but they really need help. And so I'm hoping that your site is reasonable and your costs are reasonable. Now, can you explain a little bit about this KDP Rocket? What is that? And how should writers contact you, and how should they sort of get involved with you?
Sure. Well, first off is that all the information on Kindlepreneur is free. So, and we don't do that tactic of here's 80% of the information and pay me for the other 20%. We go really in depth in each one of the articles. So if anybody has a question about anything we've talked about on the show, you know, just kind of type it into Google. You'll probably find an article on it from us. And one that I'd like to highlight is like book idea validation. That's one thing we just talked about. Type that into Google, you'll find it number one. And that's the process on not only helping you to validate your idea and make sure that there's a market on Amazon for it, but also improve it so that you can have a better opportunity of success. You may find out that a simple tweak of a couple of words will actually give you a lot more return on your book writing investment. And that article was designed just for that. We also have an article on Kindle keywords. Just type Kindle keywords in the Google and you'll find it as well. And that one's the one that helps you to select those 7 keywords and to help not only get your book to show up for it, but to rank better. And again, we talked about the KDP or the Kindle calculator, that free calculator that will allow you to quickly see how much money books are making. And we, you know, it's very in-depth articles, so it's not a lot of promise and no backing. The only thing that we do on Kindlepreneur that we sell is a software. And like you said, it's called KDP Rocket. And the software does everything we just talked about, right? So that you don't have to go through and create Excel sheets and do all those steps we just said. In KDP Rocket, all you have to do is type in your book idea, and it will access both Amazon and Google, and it will give you better suggestions using the information we talked about, right? It'll say, hey, you know, Amazon suggests these things. Here are better ideas based off of the subject you're thinking about. And then it immediately tells you how much money on average those books are making for those terms. It tells you how many people per month actually type that keyword into Amazon, and also Google, just in case. And it gives you a competitor score, 1 to 100. So now you know that, hey, this keyword is really good, but it's super competitive, whereas this keyword is okay and zero competition. So this is an opportunity for me to get those organics and get discovered.
Well, I want to compliment you. Exactly what you said, that you do not cheat on this website. You actually put the entire article out there. You know, it's not something where you have like a paragraph and then you have to pay to hear the rest. It is very detailed. Just reading your website will help any author start to look at the overall picture of what it means to get into the marketplace. And I want to compliment one of your guest posts, Alinka Rutkowska. This is a fantastic story that she's writing here about really how to launch a book and really get out there and all sorts of things that authors need to know. And I hope that you'll send me her email. I'd love to invite her on the program because I think she is just like you, so informative and so helpful and giving information that writers need.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, that's one of the best things about Kindlepreneur is we've really attracted a lot of you know, top-notch, talented marketers out there, and we're really selective on who gets to write, you know, on the website. Right now, we have over 100,000 people per month reading articles on Kindlepreneur. And I think what's really set us apart is out of all the book marketing websites out there, like, I'm very strict on what goes there. And it's like, look, this, if you're writing an article for us, it's got to be a how-to article, and it better feed me everything I need so that I can read it, turn around, and get results, you know? And so I've had a lot of people who started writing, and we kept saying, no, we need to add this section. No, that's too broad. And people will just quit and walk away. So I have nothing but major respect for those who stick to it and, you know, create Kindlepreneur-worthy articles.
And they are really excellent, top-notch. And because, again, one of the things that it's so frustrating. So there are so many people out there. Oh, it's they're not exactly scams, but they're misleading. They're...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible what authors get involved in because they're desperate to get the sales. And I think just reading Kindlepreneur and analyzing what you've written in here just will help them get serious about the business side of it. And that's, you know, and then if they can use your services, I think it's wonderful. And I would love to just keep promoting your services because I think it's something that they need. Writers need this help. They need this encouragement and that there's hope out there. I love the stories of success. And it is true. You know, I have, as I said, so many writers that are have been on my program. I'm thinking Tim McGee and his wonderful book, Worthy McGuire. A fantastic book. Absolutely fantastic book. But again, it's hard. He has problems marketing, you know, as all independent authors do. But there's hope, and I think that your site is fantastic. And, you know, Dave, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. And you had no problem talking for an hour, almost an hour. And is there any other, advice that you want to give to authors?
Yeah, let me give a couple of things that I've seen are the biggest mistakes authors make in book marketing, okay? And I'll quickly go through those with one final thing. Number one is that when you decide, the day you decide you want to start writing your book is the day you need to decide to start marketing that book. You cannot wait to finish the book and then figure out, okay, how am I going to do this? I find the best marketing in the world is the one where you're working on the marketing while you're working on the book. It can help you to write a better book. You should be engaging with your potential readers, building a little bit of an email list, but more importantly, maybe some ARC readers, which is advanced review copy readers. You can start to figure out where your readers are, what they like and don't like. So these things, marketing and writing, should be symbiotic. They should be together. And when you synchronize those two acts together, you will find a much more fulfilling book. You know, you'll see a much better return on your work. So that's one thing. The other thing, the biggest recommendation I give too, is that there's so many different things you can do on the internet to market your book. I tell authors all the time, pick two or three and really focus on those things, okay? Don't get in this whole, oh, I should be on Twitter, I should be on Instagram, I should be on Facebook, I should be on, list a whole bunch of other things out there. No, choose one, two, or three, and then hit that as hard as possible. You'll see a better return on your time investment as well. And finally, I'll say to everybody out there listening, is that if you go to kindlepreneur.com and you go to my contact page and you have any questions whatsoever about anything we talked about or about your book, send me a message. I spend the first 4 hours of every morning answering those emails because it's so important to do that. When I first started this whole thing, the small percentage of people that actually replied to me and gave me help without a giant dollar sign meant the world. So today I pay that forward.
Well, I think you're a fantastic person. I'm just so thrilled that you were on today, and I hope that you'll come back again soon. What I'm going to do is I'm telling all my listeners, if they have questions, to just send them to you and also send me comments, and I'll have you back on, you know, in a few months, and we can talk about some of the success stories from my listeners, because I know that already that there are several who are going to be contacting you, and... So Dave Chisholm, and it's kindlepreneur.com, It's a wonderful, wonderful, very informative site, and I'm looking forward to getting a link with this Alinka Rutkowska, because she sounds fascinating, and she will tell us all about creating that important book launch date. So, again, thank you so much for joining me today, Dave.
Absolutely, Patsy. It was an honor.
Okay. Okay, be well, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's nice. He's a fantastic guy, and as I said, you know, even if you don't have any money and you think, well, I can't afford anything, read the articles on his site. They are really among the best that I've ever seen for advice for independent writers. So we will be talking over the next few months about his various things that he suggests to you. And anyone who uses him, please let me know, and then we'll talk about it on air, and we'll see how his information can help other authors. Now, next Tuesday is going to be Valentine's Day, and it's going to be really exciting. I am going to be talking to to Eunice David, the wife of Hal David, who passed away several years ago. And Hal David wrote so many love songs and a perfect book to talk about on Valentine's Day. He wrote Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, There's Always Something There to Remind Me, One Less Bell to Answer, and of course Willie Nelson's To All the Girls I Loved Before. So he's was a fantastic writer, and his wife is going to tell us about her life, 25 years of marriage, and all of the exciting things that they did together. And so it's really a really special Valentine's Day. And we're going to play lots of his music, because it is music that has endured and will endure forever, because it is full of love. And he was a wonderful person. And so I'm looking forward to talking to his wife, Eunice. But remember, one of the joys of life is to see your words on paper, or to hear them spoken on stage, on screen, or in an audible book. So take time this weekend to read and to write. Go to Dave Chesson's website on Kindlepreneur. And then meanwhile, remember, don't let anyone steal your joy. Treasure it and share it. And this is Patsy with a Z, hoping that you have a wonderful weekend. Say something nice to somebody, and I will say something nice to Big Ed in the control room. Thank him so much for everything that he does for me. And just enjoy yourself. Find the joy. Bye.